You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
Oh, day two of the mining indaba, the African mining indaba, was taking place today. In fact, it's pretty much wrapped up. And while South Africa is home to some of the world's largest mineral deposits, gold, platinum, and even iron ore, investors are seemingly not rushing in full speed at this stage as yet to mine new investments into the sector. And in fact, at the mining indaba today, the president of South Africa, President Cyril Ramaphosa, he spoke and when he was addressing delegates, he made reference to South Africa's ranking in the Fraser Index. And this is an index that measures a country's attractiveness for investments in the resources sector. The president noted the fact that we are now amongst the bottom 10 of the index, at 75 to be exact, out of 84 countries. And this is not a great thing if you are looking to take advantage of a sector right now that is in a prime position, just because of these elevated, record high in some instances, commodity prices. But to discuss the obstacles to investments and how to fix it, I'm joined by Andrew Lane, who is the energy resources and industries leader at Deloitte Africa. Andrew, thanks so much for your time. Your note was really interesting in terms of some of the bottlenecks to unlocking further investments in our mining sector, some of the factors that were constraining it. And for the longest of time, we were talking about regulation and policy uncertainty as being a major hurdle to attracting investments. But for you, that needle has shifted. That's no longer the biggest deal. For you, it's infrastructure. So talk to us about that. What exactly you mean by infrastructure holding investments in mining back?
So sure, no, evening, and thank you for the opportunity. You're quite right that you know, for several years we've been talking a lot about regulatory uncertainty as we went through all of the discussions over the previous few years around the mining charter and things like that. That was the issue that sort of came out most prominently when investors spoke about, you know, perceptions of the country. But my observation is that actually that's now changed to infrastructure, and the issue. You know, it's well documented in the press. You'll see all of the bulk commodity miners, the coal miners, and the iron ore miners, all complaining about rail and port, and the difficulty in getting bulk commodities up you know, through our logistics system. So that'll be one, and then the other one which comes up fairly routinely is you know, reliability of power supply. You know, that's becoming more and more of an issue for the for mining investors, and then not to mention roads as well, which are taking a bit of a beating thanks to the underperformance of the rail infrastructure.
So who needs to take the charge at this stage of fixing some of those infrastructure hurdles? I mean, is it the mining sector? Do they have to play a role in it? Does government need to lead the way in crowding in such investments, other private sector companies? In your view, just looking at the fact that we all see this problem in front of us, who takes the charge in fixing it?
So, I mean, I think the answer is to have more private sector involvement. You know, and you know, certainly Transnet is starting to talk about private sector involvement in rail and port. It's not yet clear to me whether they are ready to invite third-party operators onto their heavy haul lines, but they're certainly, you know, they're doing it in the Port of Durban, and they're thinking and they're talking about it on some of the other lines. So I think private involvement has a lot to do with it. And I think you'll see that the regulation allowing private generation up to 100 megawatts without a license, I think that's helpful, although that's proving to still have a few kind of administrative hurdles. But I think at the end of the day, the right answer is for government to create an environment that's conducive for private involvement.
Mm. Just your reflection on our ranking within the investment radar as it does pertain to resources. So just citing that Fraser Index that was made reference to by the president today in his address by the mineral resources minister yesterday, Minister Gwede Mantashe, in his address. So we've slipped, right? So we went from the 60th place out of 77 countries in 2020. We dropped all the way down to spot number 75. Yeah. Just reflecting on what you have seen in the past year happening in our mining and resources sector to try and make the environment a little bit more enabling. You made reference to the movements regarding energy generation power, right? The positives and the negatives, as you have noted, in terms of the infrastructure bottlenecks. Where do you see us landing in the 2022 report? Better, worse, or perhaps very much the same?
So I think the thing to remember about that Fraser report is it's a perception, you know. So it's not hard data. It's perception based on you know, who they talk to around the world. And you know, perception is driven by all of the things we've just discussed, you know, energy reliability, regulatory certainty, rail and port infrastructure. So all of those kind of things kind of impact on perception. And, you know, even though we say that the regulatory certainty is less of an issue this year than it has been in previous years, you know, the fact that we still don't, you know, we don't have a clear and consistent sort of economic policy coming through from government. You know, the regulations might be okay or reasonably stable, but it's, you know, it's what our leaders say on public platforms that investors look at and wonder, you know, just how long the regulatory environment is going to stay stable. So it's a combination of all those factors that lead to a perception, and it's that perception which is reflected in the index.
All right. Andrew, your point is duly noted. So thanks so much for your time. I'll leave it there. Andrew Lane, the Energy Resources and Industries Leader at Deloitte Africa.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.